She looks like a creep.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's an old lady, so they all kind of look like creeps.
Wow.
That's true.
Old white lady.
She's, okay, that's she's fine. Got that. That's fine. She's got that thing where she like has something in the side corners of her mouth and she'll never get it out. And then also she possibly eats people. You know that thing?
Oh, my yeah. old economics teacher had that. Like, it was cannibalism? I wouldn't go to class.
Cannibalism?
Yeah. No. He had like the pieces, the white gathering up on the sides of his mouth because he was talking
like,
so much.
Drool? It's like spittle? Like
salt or it's. Gross.
It's really disgusting. Gross. Yeah.
When it gets all white and creamy. It's just like, dude, ugh. Wipe your fucking yeah. mouth.
What?
Yeah.
You've never seen this?
I've seen like white and flaky, but not creamy.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it's just a consistent mass of whiteness. It's just unwanted.
There's this guy that my dad knew from high school. We went back for his high school reunion. He's a weirdo. And he has stuff on the side, and it looks like dabs of mayonnaise on yep. the sides of his
what?
Mouth. And it's the grossest thing ever. And then my dad goes, well, he has diabetes. And I was like, what does that have to do with it? Like,
yeah, it's not rabies. It's diabetes. Yeah.
You should have been like, good.
We're probably making fun of something that's very, like, terrible.
No.
I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that. I think it's when someone just doesn't fucking wipe their goddamn mouth. It's disgusting. If you're listening and you do this, don't do it, please. You're making me sick.
Yeah.
You're making Cash sick.
You'll throw up.
You're making me sick, too. So, you know. I know I don't matter as much as Cash does, but...
You're making Cash and Lori sick. Well, you didn't chime in time, so I thought that maybe...
I was taking my time. You know how I like to get to a point. No, I'm kidding.
I just threw up.
It's the grossest thing ever.
It's so disgusting.
You know what?
I can't believe you don't know what it is.
You know what's so funny about that? Is literally like, I found out on Facebook that he's a huge Trump supporter. And I was like, good, because I don't want to like him. Because he has stuff on the sides of his mouth.
Wipe your fucking mouth off, you ignorant bastard.
Yeah. And all that stuff. Anytime somebody has like a long chin hair, I'm always like, there's no need for that. You don't need to, you need to look in a mirror. Like, you need to stop doing what you're doing and start doing better.
Speaking of Trump stuff, Lori has gotten really into posting about Trump on her, under her dad's Facebook name.
Yeah.
And I want to take this time now to ask you why. Because it doesn't seem to be working out for your dad.
No, I love it. It's great.
No, For you, it's fine. It doesn't seem to be working out for your dad.
Why? What's going on?
Because he keeps having to comment on his own post that Lori makes, explaining that it's his daughter. And he's like, and he keeps saying, I didn't know she was going to make a political post. They're all political posts. And she's arguing, Lori's arguing with Bill's friends.
That's under his name. So
under his name,
he has to go underneath and be like, so it just looks like he has like multiple personalities.
Yeah, it does.
That makes it so much better.
Because it'll say like a friend of his will be like, you know, you're attacking my family and my livelihood, and I'm like, honey, you know, you can go fuck yourself. Nobody gives a shit. That's my dad. And then my dad has to go underneath and be like, that's my daughter wrote that. I believe to each their own, but I, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then his is very, because all he does is type to text. So he doesn't like, or talk to text. So he doesn't like look at it. He just will say it and then post it. So it never makes sense. So then, and then I come back in with, and you're also impotent.
Meanwhile, whoever she's talking to is just offended that they were called honey by Bill. Because
your dad should do all this stuff when life resumes back to normal and just be a master comedy mind like Andy Kaufman. And when he hangs out with his friends at the bar, just be like, Trump's a fucking piece of shit and anyone who believes in him is a fucking Nazi. And they're like, whoa, hold the fuck on, Bill. And you're like, honey, child, don't even worry about that. I don't give a fuck about you anyways. And he's like, what the fuck, dude? And you're like, sorry, man, that was my daughter. She's in here too.
Sorry.
They'll be like, we gotta stop hanging out with Bill.
Bill, your daughter died 12 years ago.
Bill, this bar's been abandoned for 40 years.
Ah, oh, Bill.
But yeah, but what I love is we both got kicked out because it's me and him, but we both got kicked out of this Yorba Linda Uncensored, which is this awful group of people filled with Nazis, and all they do is post conspiracy theories. So as him, I would go in there and just basically call everybody Nazis and say they all have micro penises and stuff, and then he would come in with all these like crazy things where he'd say like, we should line you guys up, and I'd be like, all right.
Like, you go too far.
All right. My dad, and then I would go, my dad has control of his Facebook from time to time. But then what's really funny is then he'll get people messaging him and being like, oh yeah, I really like how you stuck it to those people on Yorba Linda Uncensored, and my dad's like, who are you? So it's really fun. But
it's a whole new world for your dad.
I had to stop. I basically, because like I apparently really ruffled some feathers with some of his high school friends, and there's like a 50th high school reunion that he really wants to go to, which I don't know why. Apparently everybody from high school is a Nazi. So I'm like, why do you want to go to a place where everybody thinks that your daughter should be dead, be shot? You know, he's like, well, we all are entitled to our own opinion. I go, you literally post things like line them up. But when it's a high school friend, you're like, oh, well, they teach their own. So
things were different back in Nazi high.
That's my dad. Okay, this will give you, this is a prime example. These are the two things my dad always used to tell me when I was a kid. Okay. The first thing is that a erect penis does not have a conscience. That's my father telling me that at 7 years old. So, you know.
At seven, that's nice.
Yeah, so that's fun. The second thing is that, you know, with age comes knowledge, and you know, it's just like, it's how you're raised.
That's not true.
And when I was a kid, we used to say, you know how you would say eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Yeah.
You know that? Well, I guess there's an, I didn't know this, but.
Oh, I know the real version of it. Yeah.
I didn't know it. But I guess there's an eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch an N word. And we would say the N word. And I would say, why? And he was just like, because that's just how we were taught. And I was like, no.
Because those were the days.
That's not a thing. And also, I was like, you're older now. You're 64, 65. I don't know. He's been in his 60s.
He still says it?
No, but what I'm saying is, it's like, he's rationalizing.
That's how he chooses his frozen yogurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Out loud.
Yeah. It's a black dude at yogurt land. He's like, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a ho.
It was really awkward when my brother's black girlfriend came over, and he was like, all right, now I got to choose what kind of pudding I want. It's like, oh, God. No.
Oh my God. The biggest takeaway I got from all that is that erect penises are just robbing banks, and they don't give a fuck who dies. They're like, whatever.
No conscience.
I don't give a fuck. It's like, shoot that lady in the face. Yes, I'm an erect penis.
I mean,
yeah, like, I,
yeah.
That's what I
was just yeah. like.
That's what I always used to think. I always used to think that, like, that's why when I was a kid, like, I used to think that, like, sexual predators were always, like, you know, like, those people, you always hear to those people who were, like, their car wouldn't stop, and their police are trying to pull them over, and, like, I legitimately can't stop. Like, you guys have to help me. Like, that's what I imagined a rapist was like, I don't want to be doing this. My penis is forcing me to, like, I...
no, that's just a... That's just a horrible, evil person.
Yeah. That's how I was raised. So now let's talk about murder.
I was just going to ask Maria how far off topic we got.
This is the least sexiest case.
So. Put those erect penises away.
Yeah, put them all away, boys.
Well, I guarantee you, I can find something sexy about it. I'll figure it out. I'll get there.
To be fair, this will be really sexy for Lori right off the bat, because today we're dealing with a granny killer.
Oh, yeah.
Not a person who killed grannies, but a person who was of granny age.
Fetishized.
We're talking about Tamara Samsonova, who was a Russian serial killer who was arrested after killing her roommate and who is thought to have killed at least 11 other people.
What is the big deal?
She is known in the media as the Granny Ripper, or, I know Lori will love this, Baba Yaga.
Oh yeah.
She's John Wick.
Yeah, why?
That's what they call him in that movie.
Oh, well. That's how I reveal to everybody I have not seen any of the John Wicks.
You're going
to
love him.
I know I will. I love Keanu Reeves. I don't know why I haven't seen him.
To be honest with you, I forgot that they called him Baba Yaga. So, and I've seen all of them. So, an embarrassing amount of time. So I should know that. Continue.
And I thought Kyle was going
to
say something.
Kept making a face, but the face meant to be like, okay, I won't say anything else.
About the movie?
No, just anything. Anything at all.
Well, Lori's favorite mythological creature is the Baba Yaga.
I love the Baba Yaga. Did she have what's it called? A pedestal? What's that thing where you like make guacamole? That's all I know it from.
Well, yeah. I was just trying to think of that word the other day. A grindstone. It's not a grindstone. It's a mortar.
Pumice? No.
No. It's like a... This is all staying in.
I think it's a mortar. I think you're right.
It's a pestle and mortar.
Oh, right? Pestle. I was thinking pedestal for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did she fly around with a pestle and mortar?
Yes.
Great. I'm in. I'm hooked.
So we don't know much about Tamara prior to her arrest as a geriatric serial killer. We know that she was born on April 25th, 1947, making her, at the time of this recording, 73 years old.
Wow.
She was born in Uzur, a part of Krasnoyarsk Krai. In Siberia.
Was that
she's younger than my dad.
She's younger than your dad, yeah.
Was that like a theme for this town? The last part you said, was it like cross New York? Cry. Fuck. Jesus. Hey, you know what? It was a long walk to get there, but it paid off. So
it doesn't get the CSI guitar, but it definitely gets a nod from David Caruso.
Oh, thank you. A sunglasses, a dip down where he like dips his sunglasses down. I'll take it.
He's like, ma'am.
She attended Moscow State Linguistic University and worked at the Evropieskaya Hotel.
Moscow State, go cows.
From the chatter that she picked up at the hotel, Tamara claimed to have learned plenty of German and English. Mm. After graduating, she moved to St. Petersburg, where she met and married Alexei Samsonov in 1971. Together, they moved into the newly built panel house number 4, which isn't a house. I like looked it up. It's an apartment. Panel house number 4.
Where do you live?
It's an apartment just like all the other apartments that you see whenever you watch like a Russian film. It's just like all these big apartment buildings.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with like nothing around.
Sure, yeah. There's like a pile of garbage outside and a dog.
Yeah, yeah.
And a red bucket.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what they considered a house. They're like, what the house? We have our own pile.
It has panels.
It's a nice house. It's panel number 4.
It's panel number 4. I don't know. It'll come.
Number 3 is dog shit.
And over here is Mambo number 2.
Mambo number 2. That was...
We cannot afford number 5.
Stupid!
In Ukraine, Mambo number 2.
All right. Oh, Mambo my God. Zero. Jesus.
Okay. Well, that's the only time we'll use that one. We're never going to use it anymore.
Okay. I don't know. Okay. We'll keep on chiming in with names.
Thank you.
A little bit of Alexi on that long.
So panel house number 4 was in the Kupchino Municipal in St. Petersburg, Russia.
Okay.
There, she worked as a tourist. She worked at a tourist travel agency, which in this case seems to mean it was more like some sort of staffing agency for tourist related places, because she worked at the Grand Hotel Europe. So she wasn't working at a tourist agency. She was working for them. It's all really convoluted because it's Russia and very limited of it, very limited information.
I just imagine the tourist agency is like, why you want to leave? What? why you think you're better? You got everything you need. Stay here.
Yeah, you're right, because they were a tourist agency that provided tours of Russia, of Moscow and
St. Petersburg. All right, you want to leave Russia? We'll set you up with our great discount near the Kremlin.
Now, her neighbor, Marina Nikolaevna, recalls that Tamara was nice but odd. She said that she liked to show off that she knew three languages. And she says that Tamara had a weird habit of sitting topless with her back to the window.
Like someone else I know.
Lori?
No. You!
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry. Oh, I was going to say, is that a real thing?
No. Oh. And if it was, I'd be shocked that he would be so casual about it.
Well, so casual.
I was going to be like, I gotta start showing up to you guys' houses unannounced. Hey, Maria.
What's up? Oh, hey, just sit in here.
Oh, my goddess.
Peep show.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Look, I will say this. There is a stereotype of a classic New York person who sounds exactly like this, who is constantly topless. It's weird, but also kind of nice. So,
do you know this person?
No, I just, when I, growing up, that's always like the stereotype of, like, you know.
But you grew up in California.
Yeah. But New York women were like weird Russian women who like were topless all the time. That's kind of how.
Sounds like something you probably learned from Nazi High.
Yeah.
New York women are loose. They stand in front of windows topless. They're called railroad trucks.
Back to history. Nazi stuff.
Yeah. No.
And did your parents really scare you into never going to New York with that story?
No, I always wanted to go. I thought it was great. Are you kidding me? A young lesbian finding out that women are topless?
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm sure it backfired, but was that their plan?
No. It was mostly my grandma. My grandma used to tell me that she'd be like, and nobody puts a shirt on. Like, you live in Syracuse. Why do you know all this?
Syracuse.
Nothing's happening up there.
I'm like, I think you're maybe talking about your life, Grandma.
So yeah, she saw like one shirtless fat man in the window once, and she was like, "Oh, so obscene."
It's a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a mustache.
Yeah. Oh, these new age women with their balls.
So Marina recalls that her own husband was really into it, which, you know, I don't think she needed to mention that to the reporters, but she did. She was like, my husband loved it.
Yeah.
Like, okay, man. Yeah.
He also said that a erect penis does not have a conscience, which I thought was
like, he's a piece of shit.
Tamara's husband, Alexei, disappeared in 2005. She told neighbors that he had ran off with another woman, but when she reported him missing to the police, she just said that she had no idea why he had left her so suddenly. Mm. Marina claims that when Tamara told her about him disappearing, she looked happy.
That's a telltale sign.
Yeah.
Did you hear my husband left me? For another lady?
I will say, though, the only thing hindsight's 2020, so we know now that that was nefarious, but I will say that I've never met any older woman that's like jazzed about her husband. Like,
it's true.
All older women are just like, I hope he dies so I can get 5 minutes of silence.
Oh my God, it's true.
Yeah. And honestly, like, Marina probably could relate, especially at the time. She's like, I wish my husband would disappear.
Yeah.
It can be arranged. Let's have some coffee.
So, yeah, at the time, no one thought anything of it. And it's true. Why she would probably, most old women are probably thrilled that their shitty husband is out of the picture. Cash is looking down.
Hope I don't become shitty.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. It's like most husbands are just shitty.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're just bad dudes.
Yeah, they're just bad. Yeah. And it's like you can't wait for them to die at this point.
They're like, I'll change him. He didn't change.
Well, I mean, who knows? Who knows if Alexei was a dick? All we know is that he disappeared. So after that, it seemed... Oh, sorry. So after that, Tamara started renting out one of her bedrooms. It seems, though, like she, according to the timeline of things, that her and her husband had already been renting out one of the bedrooms. So she just continued to do so. According to Marina, Marina's a really nosy neighbor. She has a lot to say. Tamara complained and got mad when her tenants would use the bathroom and the kitchen in the two-bedroom, one-bath, one-kitchen apartment.
Oh, brother.
So needless to say, a lot of tenants came and went.
Do you think she'd get mad if there were like somebody using the bathroom and the kitchen at the same time, or just either, just either one?
I think it was just using them. Yeah. At any point in the day. It's like she expected them not to have to use the bathroom or the kitchen.
I watched like a lot, one of those Judge Judy, but not Judge Judy shows. And there was a woman who was
a quick show.
Yeah. There we go. That's what I was trying to say. It was, there was a lady who was like, she rented out a Santa Monica apartment and it was a 3-bedroom, 1-bath, 1-kitchen. And she was like, you guys can use the amenities, but not when I'm home. And so she'd be like, I came home and he was in the kitchen. I was like, ugh. What?
It's craziness. It's craziness. You're not running a hotel.
I know people like this. Scum. Scum.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that lady you told me about that rented out a tent in her backyard.
Oh, yeah. This piece of garbage that I know.
Total garbage. It's true.
Total trash woman. She fucking, she owned, no, tell you. She has this house and she has a backyard and she rents out a tent in the backyard for $600 a month. And here's the thing. She says you can't use the bathroom. Anything like that. What? There's a gym nearby. She's like, use the gym. Go there and take a shit in the middle of the night.
It's in Silver Lake, right?
Yeah, like East Hollywood area.
Yeah, it's craziness.
That's crazy. I can't believe people would pay for that. That's insane.
I did.
And it was probably $600 then, because that was a few years ago.
Yeah, it was a few years ago. So now she'd be charging, what, $859?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
A premium spot.
I had my brother's friend from law school, his big money maker is, it's like that where you, Airbnb. Mm-hmm. And all he does is he rents a house, which he's not technically allowed to have Airbnb there, but he gets away with it and he rents a house and he'll sell like space and he has beds and then he just has like people sleep on couches and stuff. And then one time there were these two biker people who were just full on having raw dog sex on one couch while this 18-year-old girl who was like traveling to San Diego was on the other couch. And I was just like, oh, I would have left. Oh, I would have left. I would not have been there.
Oh my God.
It's motorcycle raw dog sex. They're going, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Bad to the bone.
I have to skip ahead and tell you guys a little detail. When Tamara was arrested, investigators found a diary that detailed what they say could be up to 11 murders in addition to the one that she was arrested for. So in order to explain the crimes that we do know, I figured I'd tell you that now.
Okay.
So in an entry dated September 2003, she had written that on September 6th, she killed her tenant, a 32-year-old male from Norilsk, after an argument. In the entry, she also described his tattoo, which was later matched to the victim's remains.
Oof.
She wrote that she dismembered his body and disposed of it piece by piece throughout the block that held her apartment building. Up until the late aughts, there were a lot of vacant lots around Tamara's apartment. Even the view from her window was a large pit where you could throw anything and it would never be thought of again. And then eventually apartment buildings just got built over these pits and trash piles.
Wow.
That sounds like a great place to visit.
What's the matter? You don't want to go to Copachin?
Come for the pits, stay for the trash. Murder is dessert.
Yeah. Come for the smell, stay for the friendship.
For eight years, Tamara, man, I don't know if I'm saying it Tamara. I don't know how Russian.
Tamara?
How would a Russian say it?
Tamara.
Tamara? What was that?
Tamara.
That's not it.
That's not it. I don't think that's the way. I don't think she wants to add more emphasis to it.
I'm going
to
call her Tam because it's insufferable.
Yeah. Like her. Call her Tam Tam.
Tam Tam. For Tamaram. 8 years, Tam Tam managed to stay under the radar. We only know bits and pieces, much of which may be sensationalized because people love to gossip. And they only started talking about her after she was caught.
Tell me about it.
Her friends in the neighborhood say that she would, for example, often talk about how one day she would be famous and that she would cause a sensation, but she would never say how.
Meanwhile, her friend was like, "You got something right at the corner of your mouth." I haven't been able to focus on anything you've been saying.
I can't listen to anything unless you wipe off mayonnaise from lips.
Please, for love of God.
I swear to God, I'm going to fucking puke.
She's like, one day I'll be famous and cause a sensation.
Slime.
Yeah, it's on dripping down.
Oh, God. Oh, oh my God. Go wash.
And then she wipes like her upper lip, but not still misses.
Exactly. Baby, that's exactly it.
Oh, yeah.
They'll scratch all around it, and you're just like, it's right.
I will be honest, my girlfriend does that, not the corner of the mouth thing, but she does that whenever, like, let's say she has something on the top of her lip. I'm like, you have something on the top of your lip. She goes to her chin and I'm like, top of your lip.
I'm like, no, come on, star.
So now whenever she has something on her face, I just don't even tell her. I'm just like, you look great, I love you.
I think at that point you can call her a dummy. It's like 30 Rock. No, not there, dummy. Right there.
Yeah.
Dennis.
Her neighbor Marina also said that Tam Tam was obsessed with Russian serial killer Andrei Chikatilo.
Oh,
who, if you recall, not from our research, but from, you know, just being...
From life.
Yeah. He killed at least 55 people during the Soviet era.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's a large number.
He got away for a long time because the leaders of the Soviet Union were like, there's no such thing as serial killers in Russia. We are a happy country.
Yeah, that the serial killers were only a capitalist thing because capitalism breeds serial killers. So...
That old chestnut.
Yeah, exactly. All those Coca-Colas and Pepsis and Snickers breed serial killers.
Burger Kings.
Yeah.
Sandwiches.
H&M.
Chopped cheese.
Then, in March 2015, she met a neighbor of hers who also lived on Dimitrov Street, 79-year-old Valentina Ulanova. A mutual friend had asked Valentina if Tam Tam could stay with her for a while Tam Tam's apartment was being renovated.
That's fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah.
Let's say we know somebody and they're like, hey, my friend's getting their apartment work on. Can they stay with you? I'd be like, dude, no. And also, go fuck yourself for asking.
Absolutely not.
Get out of my house.
Absolutely not. Neither of you are welcome within 50 feet of the house.
Absolutely. You just passed a test.
Yes.
No, see?
You failed.
Yeah. I would be like, you can stay, but you have to sleep in a tent and you can't use the bathroom, and you have to give me $600.
Yeah, you can sleep in the tent in the backyard. Where's the backyard? I don't have a backyard.
Yeah. Oh, snap. Beast.
I think the agreement, from what I can understand, is more, it was more like it was a like her apartment was being renovated, but also Valentina needed a little help around the house because she was 79 years old. So I think the agreement became like that she lives there and helps her out with like household
stuff. Of course, because who else to help an old woman but another old woman, you know?
I stand by my statement. If anybody ever did that with an old person, I'd still be like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
Oh, I've told Star, I've told everybody. I was like, under no circumstances is anybody sleeping over at our house.
Well, like, maybe Valentina thought it was going to be like a Golden Girls situation, you know? Like maybe they were going to be the best of friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She tried to get two other women to join and they were like, no fucking way. That girl
absolutely
is psychotic.
I don't want to live in your panel house.
Just four B. Arthurs. They're all like, ugh. Ugh.
This is not a good sign.
But Valentina agreed, and Tam Tam shacked up with her. She helped Valentina with the housework and errands, but as time passed, Tam Tam liked the apartment more than hers. Plus, Valentina also, I guess, spoiled her in a kind of sense. I think it was more like Valentina probably cooked and enjoyed cooking and stuff. And she was an avid gardener. So I think Tam Tam got used to like a nice apartment and in good food and didn't want to leave.
Sucks.
It sucks.
Makes this less.
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck it. I'll keep it.
Months passed. And she refused to leave. Their relationship started deteriorating.
Uh-oh.
Yes. And they started getting into arguments all the time. Then, one day, after an argument over some unwashed cups, Tam Tam traveled to Pushkin and obtained the drug phenazepam, which is a benzodiazepine. It's regularly used for the treatment of schizophrenia and anxiety, and in large amounts, it would work as a sleeping agent and, of course, can be dangerous to OD on. Mm-hmm. Tam Tam then returned to St. Petersburg and she bought Valentina's favorite, an Olivier salad, which is Russian potato salad. She bought a big bowl of it.
I'm wondering how good that is.
I bet it's really good.
I mean, potatoes. They know what they're doing.
They know what to do with fucking potatoes, man.
Yeah.
And potato salad, I guess it's not hard to fuck up.
If you put raisins in it, is
that's
you'd be,
crazy.
You would be surprised how many people fuck up potato salad.
That's true. Yeah, a lot of people don't know what they're doing with potato salad,
especially white people.
I mean, I didn't want to say it, but yeah.
But didn't like white people invent potato salad because it's a Russian thing. It's a I don't think it's an Irish thing.
I always
it's a very African dish. No, I'm kidding.
It's a very African. How dare you?
Hey, would you guys like an African dish? Yeah. Here's some potato salad. They're like, get the fuck out of here, dude.
I never trust that anything white people have done has been created by white people. I'm just going to throw that out there because I think our culture is stealing other people's culture. So
I do think that potato salad is a white invention though.
I was just going to say, I can't, like, you can't say the Chinese did because they don't have potatoes.
Nope.
And I think potato salad is a white thing.
Well, the Olivier salad sounds pretty good, okay? It sounds like it's potatoes, vegetables, eggs, meat, and mayonnaise, okay?
Oh, so what kind of meat?
I think you probably pick your meat, right? Like, I don't know what kind of meat.
I gotta be honest, I don't like the fact that there's meat in there. There's something about mayonnaise-based dishes where I don't like meat to be involved, so.
Tuna is a meat. That's a pretty good
dish. Yeah, but
boiled beef.
Boiled beef.
It says it's boiled beef or chicken or bologna.
Oh,
So it's basically like a chicken salad then.
It's a chicken salad. If you use it. If it's beef or bologna, I'm not into it. But if you use the chicken, I could see why.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I could do that.
Get out of here with that.
Bologna's good.
Like sparingly.
That's just a poor person. That's, you know, when somebody's bringing bologna, that's just because that's all they have.
Hey, man. If that's all you can afford to bring to the party, you make some fucking bologna sandwiches.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying nobody goes, oh, I have beef, I have chicken, I have bologna. What should I bring? Nobody's bringing bologna.
I'm going to bring the bologna so I can get it out of my house and to you ungrateful fucks.
That's the way. I mean, unless you care about the people, then you're like, hey, some fucking beef.
All right.
But then you make them into tiny sandwiches.
So now I know.
If I ever cut up in 50 pieces.
If I ever get a bologna sandwich from you guys, I'm going to be like, oh, so this is the end of our friendship then? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I like bologna.
I'm going to run this bit into the ground by sending you some bologna.
From the 99 cent store.
Yeah, don't eat it. It's for the bit.
S Bar. It's going to be the S Bar brand.
S Bar. Ah!
Oh, man.
Gross.
Well.
Or budding.
Tam Tam took the Olivier salad and mixed in all 50 pills.
Ooh, you bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if she crushed them up or if she just laid them in there like deviled eggs. Like, this will add texture.
Yeah, they were croutons.
Yeah.
Just, if it goes crunch, just keep chewing.
Because
maybe.
Oh, sorry.
Maybe this is where the pestle and mortar came into play.
Ah, Baba Yaga.
Ooh, yeah. There we go. I just realized that I'm not a foodie. I was like,
no.
I know. It's shocking. But
you've been talking about Chipotle for years.
Oh, did yeah, I'm done with Chipotle. Did I tell you guys?
You're done with Chipotle?
Yeah.
Chipotle?
It wasn't because of food poisoning, right? Because that kept happening to you. And you
that was my
care.
Final food poisoning. I finally got sick enough to be like, I'm over it. I can't do it anymore.
But you still go to Del Taco.
Still go to
Del Taco's different.
Yeah.
I thought Del Taco made you sick that time.
It did, but I mean, you know.
Yeah, look how long it took with Chipotle. So what happened on your last Chipotle escapade?
It was a combination of things. It was the fact that I got sick. It was the fact that they didn't give me like most of my order. And it was the fact that when I asked for a refund, they only gave me like a $2 credit. And I was like, that's it. I'm done.
How dare they?
So,
I don't want to stroke the fire, but it might just be a bad Chipotle that you've been going to.
Did you say stroke the fire?
Yeah. Did I?
Stoke.
Is it stroke?
Stoke.
Stoke.
Stoke. I've been saying stroke the fire for fucking my life.
Oh, okay. All right. We gotta pause everything we're doing. And Have you honestly think, what do you think stroke the fire is? How do you touch a fire?
Yeah, you add some stuff to it, you're like, stroke that shit. Stroke it.
You're not stroking though.
No, you don't stroke it.
Hey, fuck both of you. I don't need this shit.
All right.
That's the cutest thing.
I can't wait to catch either of you in something.
And I mean, I feel like you've caught me in a million things. So
no, more. Yes, I've been saying stroke the fire.
Did you ever did a young Nash ever go like, I wonder if you can stroke a fire? Did you ever try and stroke a fire? Young
Khaled stroking the fire.
I have to go. I need it somewhere else.
Okay.
All right.
We'll move on.
I've never touched a fire. I'm so embarrassed.
Well, let's get back to it then.
Thanks.
Valentina happily took the Olivier salad and ate the whole thing. She loved it, Tam Tam said.
It stroked her inner fire.
That's right, baby.
Well, I was going to say before we had the guffaw that will be heard throughout history, that I realized I'm not a foodie because I'm just like, I just want something to go down the mouth hole. So I could definitely see somebody handing me a jar of potato salad and I'd be like, great. And then just shoveling it in my mouth, not wondering where it's from or why it's been given to me or anything.
100%. Especially if they're like, I brought you your favorite potato salad from Porto's. I'd be like, oh shit.
Oh snap.
Have you guys ever eaten one of your favorite dishes, but then just like not chewed it and just kind of like
inhaled it
down your throat like yes. a duck?
Yeah.
My mom makes really good soup, and she has like these really really like delicious chunks of steak in there. And so one time I just like took a big spoon and just inhaled it, and I forgot that there was a chunk of steak in there, and I almost choked the steak.
Oh, no.
And I don't know if that was her plan, but it failed because she gave me the Heimlich, and then I was like, and then I like spurted it all up. So I was like, oh.
Oh man, you had to like go through the whole Heimlich thing?
Yeah, multiple times. Oh. I've had to have the Heimlich. I've had to have people. My dad's go to is just to hit you really hard on the back, which never works.
It never works.
And so
that sucks.
Yeah, so I've had to again, I'm not a foodie. I just whatever gets in the mouth hole I'm eating. So
you're gonna eat the potato salad with bologna in it and not complain?
No, I would. If I knew it had bologna in it, I would not. See, the thing is, the trick is never to tell me what's in it.
You're just one of those. So it's just like, hey, eat this, and you're like, okay.
If it looks good, yeah, I'll definitely eat it. And then afterwards, if you tell me, oh, I had bologna in it, I'll be like, well, I'm never eating that again, even though I liked it. So you know,
I almost choked on a sandwich once. It sucked. I was at home by myself. I had to throw myself on top of a chair.
Ooh, that's scary. Sucked. That's scary.
It was horrifying, dude. It's like, ah! Ah! And I laid down for like 20 minutes.
Oh my god.
Is that, and then you went blank for a while and then you were like, oh, stroking a fire. That sounds like a good thing to do.
I think maybe I knew it at some point.
I really should have.
Maybe the Heimlich, I threw it out of myself with that piece of undigested sandwich.
Yeah.
I hate both of you so much.
I mean, I just have, we have this one thing on you. So I'm just letting you know, I'm never letting this die. So
that's okay. That's fine.
All right.
So later that night, Tam Tam woke up around 2 a.m. on July 23rd and found Valentina lying on the floor of the kitchen. She tried to drag her to the bathroom, but said that she was too fat and heavy and had to do her work in the kitchen. Hmm. So while Valentina slept, her body only partially numb and completely immobile, Tam Tam, using a hacksaw that she had borrowed from Marina years ago, I fucking hate neighbors who borrow shit and don't give it back, and two knives, dismembered 79-year-old Valentina's body. She started with the hacksaw on her neck, dismembering her head.
Ooh.
She then placed the head in a boiling pot of water.
Jesus, why are Russians boiling everything?
Yeah.
Because it's the only way to stay warm.
That they said in the thing it was to disguise her face, which I was like, I feel like that wouldn't really disguise her face. Like,
yeah, I mean, I guess because it melts, it would melt the outside, so okay. until they identify it by dental record.
At least she didn't like try and shave it, shave the hair off and like put a fake mustache on, like make it a different face.
Yeah, she put like makeup on and then added it into the bullet butter. She's like,
wait a minute, somebody died.
It's okay.
So sorry.
It's okay. No, it's fine.
Oh my god.
No, it's fine. It's fine. She also hacked off her hands and did the same thing. She boiled those to get rid of the fingerprints. She then dismembered the arms and legs and threw those in different trash bags and then proceeded to take each bag around two at a time outside. CCTV footage of her apartment shows the old woman casually walking up and down the stairs of her apartment, going out with trash bags. The last time that she goes out, She carries the pot with both hands carefully out the door. 3 days later, on July 26th, 2015, Valentina's torso, inside a trash bag and wrapped in a shower curtain, was found near a pond at 10 Dimitrov Street. Yeah. A survey of all local inhabitants was taken, and when a social worker doing so showed up to Valentina's apartment, and Tam Tam told her she was unavailable and didn't allow her to come inside, the social worker alerted the police. Are you laughing?
Yeah, I'm just laughing at like the hello, this is the social worker. We found the woman dead.
Social services. Yeah.
Hello, I don't know anybody by that name, and I am old lady who lives in apartment and am watching Judge Judy, so please leave me alone.
It sounds like she was just really dumb about it. Like the social worker was like, is Valentina Lanova home? And she's like, yes.
Yeah, she's home. She's pooping. So she cannot come to the door.
I'll wait.
She's like banging on pots and stuff. Yeah. Oh, she's pooping so much.
She's pooping so loud. She has massive diarrhea from Chipotle burrito.
She throws an arm at the lady. Oh, whoops.
Oh,
so sorry. Now.
So much carnage from Chipotle. They should really look into their supplies.
So the police came to Valentina's apartment and found immediate evidence of the murder. They found blood in the bathroom.
Oh, God.
They found other body parts in the house.
What? Dear God.
And they found fasteners from the shower curtain that matched the fasteners that were left on the shower curtain at the scene.
Never mind the fact that she's a murderer. She's a fucking slob.
She's disgusting.
Can I?
Disgusting.
She's disgusting.
She's gross. Yeah, obviously the roommate was the clean freak in the relationship. Yeah. But
she's the Felix to her Oscar.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. The Felix definitely kills Oscar. Can I just say that I don't know why I just got this where the CSI tech team is like, well, we found a body part in every room of the house, and we found. Ligature marks, and we found blood everywhere, and then one guy from the CSI tech team is like, and we found shower hangers that match the shower hangers that were on her body. It's like, yeah,
I knew someone would make fun of it, and it's important. It matches the ones at the body.
We found the rest of her limbs, Jared, but also the shower. Look, when we go to trial, this is gonna be vital evidence.
It is.
And then the cop looks up from the crime scene and looks at the other detective and says, "Booker, it's curtains for her."
Now to Dallabow! Yeah!
That was pretty good.
Thanks, baby.
68-year-old Tam Tam was arrested, and authorities entered her own home at 4 Dimitrov Street, Panel House Number 4, to further the investigation.
That sounds like one of those Korean shows, but it's just about this lame-ass Russian apartment.
It's one apartment.
A park house or some shit.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. Panel House tonight on Panel House Number 4. Did Tamara leave the couch?
No. What is all this blood leading to?
Doesn't matter. Mind your own business.
Yeah.
Stop watching TV.
They have the video of the murder, and then they just cut to the comedians going, well, okay, so we're watching somebody be murdered now. So that's all right. So, okay.
Wow, dude. I didn't think she was going to do that. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. We're referring to the that my girlfriend got me hooked on it, that show where it's just a bunch of, I think it's South Korean, or is it Japanese people in a house, and then they just cut to like random commentators? For some reason, none of them can find chairs. And
Park House?
Yeah.
Park House, yeah. Park House.
And then they just comment on everything. And
it's just so fucking strange. I mean, it's nowhere stranger than what we do here.
No.
So her apartment was full of trash. It was gross. But no other body parts were found in her apartment.
Well,
they did find a torn up book on black magic, pages of which were matched to pages found with the remains of her victim from 2003.
Ooh.
Police also found a business card that belonged to a man whose remains had been found 12 years earlier, and that's where that stops. And then they found the diary that I mentioned earlier, which Tam Tam seems to have used a lot. Entries range from the mundane, like stuff that said,
I woke up at 5 a.m. I am drinking coffee. Then I do work around the house. Meh. It's life.
Then she also puts in confessions of murder, like an entry that read,
I killed my tenant Foldiova. Cut him to pieces in the bathroom with a knife and put the pieces of his body in plastic bags and threw them away in different parts of the Forzensi district. You know, typical Tuesday.
At least...
Maybe tacos for lunch.
At least 10 other descriptions of killing are in the entries. And in one entry, it is alleged that she describes eating body parts of one of her victims.
Oh, she ate somebody?
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. They said in the documentary thing I watched, they said that there's no real proof, but that she talked about it a lot.
She did talk about it in her diary, supposedly. I can't translate the small snippets that are available of her diary. I can't translate them. Especially because they literally, they're garbled messes of like, it goes from Russian to German, English, in like just a matter of words.
She is trash.
Yeah.
Although there are rumors that the lungs were missing from Valentina's body, it's not confirmed. And because Tam Tam was seriously mentally ill, we don't know if she was always writing the truth down even what she wrote down could have been lies. During her interrogation, she admitted to the murder of Valentina and named three other tenants that she had killed previously. She later recanted, saying she had only killed two people. One of the men that she named as the person that she had killed in her original confession was found to be alive and well. So it gets a little hazy. After her initial hearing, where she was remanded into custody, she turned to the reporters, blew them a kiss, and said,
sorry. I knew you would come. It's such a disgrace for me. All the city will know.
What a fucking nut bar.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, she also said, my favorite Law and Order criminal intent duo is Catherine Irby and Jeff Goldblum. Hands down.
What? Get out of here.
Get out of here.
You are crazy.
You are insane.
You're guilty. I'm a jury member. I heard that. Guilty. Death penalty.
She also commented that she did not understand where she was some of the time. While at other times she would respond coherently to the judge. When he asked her if she knew why she was there, she responded that she knew she was guilty and was facing punishment. When sentenced to jail during the investigation, she clapped her hands. And in a later interview, this is my favorite part. In a later interview, said she blamed her upstairs neighbor for all her troubles. She claimed that she, the upstairs neighbor female counterpart, had tortured and raped her and broken her knees, and that there were hundreds of witnesses. Her upstairs neighbors were in reality a couple with a dog who who had often commented to the management that Tamara should be put away. So they were just, she hated them because they were like, she's fucking crazy.
Oh my God.
She's fucking crazy. Like, I would love if it were like a gay Russian couple. And they're like, she's fucking nuts.
Okay. Is she not like us? She doesn't care for us? Well, we have news. We don't care for her either.
Neither us nor Mr. Biffles.
No.
You know what? This is a stereotypical gay couple, but I love it. And I'm going to say,
off a real person.
They're lesbians. That's all.
Nice. Hey, babe, we're lesbians.
Oh, nice. That's really nice.
Thanks.
Was that offensive?
No, not at all.
Good.
Not if you make them lesbians.
I just said it was a couple.
Oh, okay. Because I love it if it's like this, the woman is, the husband's like, well, I also don't know where you are for long periods of time. I didn't do this.
He's like, here we go.
After undergoing a psychological evaluation in November of 2015, Tam Tam was deemed a danger to herself and society and put in a separate unit during the initial investigation. Then in December, she was sent to a Soviet-era psychiatric hospital in Kazan, named the Kazan Psychiatric Hospital of Special Purpose and with Intensive Guarding.
Stop it, really?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yes.
That's great.
A hospital known once to be used by Joseph Stalin to keep political prisoners.
All they do is just open the doors every hour and go, shut up! That's it.
It works.
So the investigation, as far as we all know, continues. Tamara has not been cooperative with the police. She has never revealed where Valentina's head was, for example. And although they have partial confessions via the diary, any human remains in connection to the case have not been identified. The blood of one possible victim, Sergei Potavian, 44 years old, was found in her bathroom, but she has not been charged with his murder.
What?
On one occasion, she told an old childhood friend that she had been under suspicion of killing her own mother-in-law, who had disappeared. She hasn't been charged for that either.
Damn.
The Russian police aren't about to share that whole diary, so... As far as rumors about her being a cannibal were, like me and Lori were saying, they're like referring to these unfounded claims that Valentina's lungs were missing, supposedly, and that, quote, all of the granny's victims were found without their lungs, but no victims have been found except for, I mean, I guess three victims have been found, but it's never verified that those three victims have their lungs removed. So any claims about her eating the lungs are sensationalism.
Why would you eat the lungs?
I don't know. Maybe to breathe better? In her, I don't know.
Wait.
And like, not like you would, but just like in like, you know, schizophrenic logic.
Yeah, maybe she like misread something in the Black Magic book
and just
eat the lungs.
Yeah.
Do you think this is like a Jeepers Creepers kind of thing where she has to eat the body part that she needs to enhance? So she's like, I have trouble breathing, so I'll eat lungs and my lungs will get better.
Ah.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't think she even did it, honestly. I think that a lot of what she wrote down was... her, you know, her mind just making stuff up. And I think, you know, people are taking it a step farther. I mean, I don't know. Maybe she did because she clearly committed the murders. So I'm not saying it's like a stretch for her to be a cannibal. I'm just saying that it's the most sensationalized thing about this story thus yet. But that's the crazy thing is that she still hasn't gone to trial for any of it. So we don't know much. And the Russian police isn't talking about it. And what's weird, I guess it's weird to us here, but when the investigation began and they would take like general surveys, you know, like of people talking about the case and stuff, mm-hmm. a lot of people speculated that either she would be like brought up on all the charges or the complete opposite would happen and that she would be put in a psychiatric hospital and no further victims would be sought and they would all be brushed under the rug, which is something that, you know, the Russian government tends to do with things like this. And that's exactly what has happened. As of 2021, Tamara is still awaiting any form of trial for the murder of Valentina, which is just one of the murders. So, you know,
yeah, she's probably just, they're probably just like, where's her file? How do we, I can't find it. There's so many files to go through.
I'm sure it's like a mentality, like, she is caught. What is problem?
Yeah, exactly.
We did it. It's like, you guys didn't even do it. Somebody found remains.
Yeah, this is literally hand wrapped to them. Like, yeah. they found the remains, and then they, just by sheer luck, she's a hoarder, so she doesn't clean anything up. So they are able to find blood and other body parts, and then of course Jared finds the shower ring. This will come in handy later. No, it won't, bud. No, it won't.
Well, nobody was laughing at Jared when he found the business card that matched the remains from the other guy.
Yeah, Jared's like, nobody brings that up.
Yeah, huh? Nobody talks about that.
All right. Good job, bud. Good job. Here, have a chance.
God damn it.
Good job doing your job.
Yeah. Not to stroke the fire, but we have all this other information. We
don't. I'm going to go hang out with Taru. Forget this. That's what Jared
said. Yeah, Taru from Law & Order. It's for you.
Yeah.
Now we can get back to the real discussion we should be having, which is who's excited about the Benson Christopher Maloney, Hargitay and Maloney reunion. Huh?
Wait, don't say anything. We haven't seen anything. What's going on?
I haven't seen anything either.
I took my headphones off.
Maria took her headphones off.
Was she already done?
No, she doesn't want to hear this.
Oh, I don't know anything. I'm just saying, who's excited about it?
It's definitely happening, right?
I mean, she took a picture of them two together. So,
oh, cool.
Then had it on her Instagram. So that's all.
But they're always hanging out.
Fucking Stabler.
Like them dressed up in their, you know, their like character garments and stuff, and so.
Did you call police? I'm very excited.
It's very exciting.
Maybe they'll do a, you know, a taken from the headlines, ripped from the headlines, where they talk about this case, and then they'll actually take her to trial. So
from 2015.
Yeah.
I hope so.
That's so exciting.
Well, that, okay. I'm gonna cut Lori off. That's the story. That's the story of Tamara Samsonova, the Granny Ripper, a.k.a. Baba Yaga, a.k.a. Baba Yaga of Dimitrov Street.
Granny Ripper is a pretty good name.
Yeah.
It's a pretty dope name.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I wish it would have gone to somebody cooler, you know? Like, yeah. She isn't like a cool... I know I'm sliding into dangerous territory here, but she's not a cool killer. You know, she's not like a, oh yeah, I got killed a bunch of people, you know, so she's not like, I mean, Elizabeth Bathory, who's like kind of like a cool, you know, a drink people's blood. That's what I do.
Just because she's old doesn't mean she can't be cool, Lori.
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm hip.
Yeah, she was pretty hip.
Okay? I have on red Converse for skateboarding.
Yeah.
And I'll eat your fucking lungs.
That's pretty metal. There is a band who named the song after her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The band name is Range of Mutilated. So you can imagine what kind of... It's like a crazy... The band name is Range of Mutilated, so you can imagine what kind of song it is. It's like a crazy black metal, death metal.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Pentatonix.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what they're... I would play it, but for some reason, it took me a while to find it, and it's only available on YouTube Premium for some reason. So I'm just not going to bother with fighting for the rights for it, if you want to look it up.
Nice job, guys. Could have had your music played on a fucking podcast, but you're fucked up.
Yeah.
Range of Mutilator.
Okay, everybody. Well, that's it. Thank you for listening. Check out the Patreon if you can. Reach out to us on social media. We love talking to you guys. And is there anything else?
Stay safe.
Stay safe. Wear a mask.
That too.
We love you.
We love you. Love you
very much. Don't trust every old lady.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, of course. If there's anything that podcast has shown you, is that old women be crazy. So.
Oh, I forgot to leave out. I forgot to say that. And it was, and maybe nobody questioned it because it was obvious. But what she, her method seems to be that she did the same thing with everybody else that she did with Valentina, which was poison them or put them to sleep and then dismember them.
You gotta have a brand.
I assumed, but yeah, that's good that you put that in there, because it would have been weird if she was like, I did different things for everybody. Yeah.
Well, you know, she could have been a variety killer.
Yeah, that's true.
Garden variety murder. All right, everybody. All right. Thank you for listening. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.